really disappointing to end the way we did for those seniors. They've put so much into this program. They've put so much into their time here. They've invested so much, and I can't thank those guys enough, those seniors, for investing back in myself, our staff that came in here. And like I told the 9 6-year seniors, they all sat where you guys are at in December of 2018, not knowing what to expect, not knowing what they were going to get. And they stuck with it. They hung with me. They came back for this 6 year, and I know they're disappointed that, A, we didn't get to where we wanted to go, but the body of work for those guys has been so impressive, and it's hard to win college games, and we were not good enough on defense tonight. It was a very, very poor performance on defense. Yep, the footings was hard. It was difficult, but we can't give up big plays like we gave up, and that's that was the difference tonight. We run 102 plays. They run 35 and have it for 42 minutes. They have it for 17 and a half. Shouldn't lose a football game like that, but we did because we did not tackle and we did not make plays across the board on defense. And it's a shame because I was so hoping for those seniors that they had the opportunity to win. So what we talked about was, this one's going to hurt. We don't have a lot of things this week, and then we are going to play in a really good bowl game, and we've got to be able to reset in another week once we find out who we play, and then get them back together and find a way to play a really, really talented team, whoever we play, and have a lot of fun with this group.
Coach, they had 6 scoring possessions that totaled 16 plays.
Yeah. That's a great question, Fitz. I've never seen it in my 5 years here, and I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I've got a lot of different emotions that we weren't good enough, and we've got to get better. We have to get better.
Did the fact that you guys were eliminated from contention with championship game for this?
We didn't even talk about that. You know, I'm sure they knew it in the back of their mind, but you know, as we all sat here for 3 weeks, you know, with Baylor, we knew that the chances of us probably getting there weren't the greatest, and the kids had talked about that and all the tiebreakers and stuff. And I'm like, guys, you just got to beat Baylor and take care of that. We were able to do that. And then, you know, one team lost, but we knew that we were stacked against us against KU, but, you know, we played our tail off and found a way to beat a really good KU team and come from behind. We had good practices this week. I thought we were ready to play. And I would still contend we were ready to play. We didn't make any plays on defense, and we'll watch the film and see what happened.
Did Iowa State surprise you guys at all with the explosiveness?
No, not really. Guys, in 2021, they had the first play of the game with Breece Hall for a touchdown, and it was probably a similar deal. And they run the ball and find ways to get extra guys to the point of attack as well as anybody does in college football that we play. And when you have that, you're going to be in a lot of one-on-one situations, and we didn't make one-on-one plays.
Kind of in the beginning part of the game, you guys had to settle for 2 field goals. Looking back on it, was that a pretty big moment?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I thought we weathered the storm really well in that first half, considering we gave up first play for a touchdown and didn't get it in the end zone, and they give another big score to go down 14-6. And we, you know, we got a couple turnovers, and we were able to score right before half. I thought Ben Sennett was huge again tonight. I mean, that kid is such a great football player. And he got nicked up, so he didn't play the little bit of the last half of the fourth quarter. But the score right before half, I thought, okay, we got up a score. We're getting the ball to start the second half. Maybe we'll settle in because it was a not a great first half defensively, but it was only 20-14.
Chris, that's the first time people here have seen a snow game since 2000. Obviously, different elements. What was it like being part of the game?
Yeah, it was hard. There's no question about it. There was a lot of snow. It was really chunky out there. I was surprised. I thought we threw the ball really well in the snow. I thought Will threw the ball really well. The footing was difficult. I'm not making excuses. The footing was difficult, so we weren't in great leverage position sometimes to make tackles. And when you aren't, you tend to dive a little bit more. And when you dive, you're going to get stiff-armed and get circled. And that happened a few times. But they had the same footing. You know, they had the exact same footing. So it was for sure different and difficult.
Were the guys shocked at all at the end, or had?
Oh, yeah. That locker room is pretty down right now. That locker room is really down, especially all the seniors that put, so much time and effort into this. And we so wanted to go undefeated at home. You know, that hadn't happened for a long time. And, that might have been something that they were putting pressure on themselves a little bit, probably defensively. Iowa State, we know, is a good team. And they made some plays in the second half. We didn't on defense.
After they tied it up on the Higgins touchdown, they had 35. You guys were driving. You had that 4th and 3 where you guys decided to punt. Was there?
Yep. Yeah, there was. With the flow of the game, Ben had just come out. Senate had, and we kind of talked about it. I said, now let's kick it away and see if we can get a stop. And that was the time where we had him on 3rd and 18, and we give up a touchdown.
Opening kickoff or opening coin toss, you might like to defer instead of taking the ball right away. Is that just because of the elements?
100%. Yeah. Try to see how the game was going to go, because I thought it'd be a field position game.
The rushing attack, the longest run you guys had was 15 yards. Is there any certain cause for that?
They're a really good tackling team. I mean, they're one of the best tackling teams in the Big 12. They are every year.
Coach, going back to that 3rd and 18 where they get the touchdown, guys were playing shell, playing back. Did you ever talk about maybe trying to get pressure?
Yeah, we talked about a number of things, but every time we'd gotten pressure, we'd given up a big play. And he caught it before the sticks, and then because it was on their sideline, I really didn't see what happened other than I saw him get out the gate, and it shouldn't happen. Guys, appreciate all your stuff all year long. You guys have been great, and I wish we could have gotten a win for everybody, but thank you for the way you handled everything and for treating me well. So appreciate you guys.